electronics, going organic. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. There's a new organic movement in electronics. No, I don't mean whole grain flat panels or Swiss chard semiconductors. As delicious as they may sound, the movement toward flexible, lightweight, organic electronics could give us things like a TV screen that could be rolled up and stored in a tube, and solar panels that are far cheaper to make. Today's electronics usually rely on inorganic materials, especially silicon. Development of organic or carbon-based electronic devices has been stymied because the solvents used in the manufacturing process are very damaging to organic materials. But researchers from Cornell and the University of Melbourne have developed a new process that uses a far gentler solvent, supercritical CO2. The result could lead to a world of new applications, like smart bandages that monitor a wound, or those TVs in a tube. I guess if we're going to move ahead with the future of electronics, we should learn to be more flexible. I still haven't heard back from them on my idea for a yoga mat that gives you stock quotes. I'm still here, guys. For the National Science Foundation Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.